What's up? I'm Jordy Angela.
And it's your main man, B-Dot.
And this is the checkup. B-Dot, how you doing today?
Man, I'm good. You know, Daddy Dot now. You know, your boy officially Daddy Dot. It's dad for me.
Aw. So tell us about the amazing news. Go ahead, you know, spill the beans.
Had my two kids this last week. My boy on the first, my girl on the eighth, Kingston and Braylon. So two healthy, lovely babies, and they doing good. Beautiful. They just growing by the minute.
That's so beautiful. Congratulations, y'all. I had to get him a Westbrook onesie for at least one of them because you know they gotta be fresh. You
feel? I appreciate that. I looked at it, I said, oh yeah, I can't wait to put King in this.
He might be
Westbrook for Halloween.
I got it. And you say it's Braylon?
Braylon, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I gotta get Braylon something too. I gotta get her something.
Take your time, girl. We got 18 years.
Facts. So
I know you feeling good, Joy.
I know. Okay, so like, where do you want to start? Exactly.
We got to start with them Clippers.
Okay.
We got to start with the LA Flippers.
I know. It's really, really bad. It's really, really bad. So the Clippers.
That was okay. Listen, win it all, George.
Chill out. Okay, listen, y'all. Listen. This is what it is. Okay. My bracket was perfect. I was gloating like this whole playoffs, how my bracket was perfect, like from start to finish. And then here come the Clippers. I've never seen a choke job that bad in my life, ever.
I think it might be time to put Doc on the everybody's tradable besides Kawhi.
Yeah.
And that's including Doc. This is Doc's third Rivers time. Can. Doc lost 3-1 in 2008. Back in 2000, I think it was 10, maybe 13.
It was the Pistons and the Rockets.
Yep, and then when he was with the Lakers, when he was with that Clippers squad with Blake and all them, they beat the Spurs. When Chris Paul hit that game-winning layup, we thinking like, oh, yeah, this is the Clippers year. Lost again. So, Doc is the only coach to lose, two series leading 3-1?
Overrated.
We got to start. Doc got to start holding them boys accountable. Doc is too much. It's a difference between being a player's coach and then getting on their ass.
Overrated.
When they came out of that timeout, they were down by 13 with 5 minutes and 47 seconds left. I seen Doc over there clapping to the players. Like, it's all different between that silent leadership. That silent leadership, that shit ain't gonna work. As you see, Kawhi, you can be a silent leader, but nah, you need somebody like Chris Paul. You need somebody like, LeBron to get in their ass. Like, man, y'all need to get y'all shit together.
Yeah. And in the bubble, coaching is probably one of the biggest difference makers because when the Bucks lost to Miami, their coach Brad Bud, whatever his name is, he got circles coached around him by Spo. I mean, circles coached. Same thing happened with Doc Rivers. He got caught by Mike Malone. So with that being, he made no adjustments. The biggest adjustment that Mike Malone made was running their offense through Jokic. You know, let's talk about Paul George for a second and Kawhi because they both deserve smoke. Now, here's the thing. And lemon pepper Lou. Yeah. Lemon pepper. Let me say something real fast, okay? I want Lou Williams back. I don't know who this lemon pepper Lou guy is. The dude's been trash the whole bubble, including the seeding game.
It's the Braves, man. I think it's the Braves. It's the Braves.
When I tell you, it's I'm disgusted because I've never looked so stupid in my life, okay? My thing is, I give Kawhi some slack because he averaged 29 points per game in the playoffs. But when it mattered the most, you had 10 points. Paul George, you call yourself playoff P. But and then he wanted to shade Damian Lillard for taking a bad shot. And did you see the shots he was throwing up? Like, you deserve to be clowned. I would never take Paul George seriously again in my life. I would never put any bets on him again in my life. I don't care if he's playing with Michael Jordan, LeBron James. If Paul George is on the team, I'm not putting any bets on him. That's like that. Because he's a choker.
That shows you how great of a player Westbrook really is because Paul George, his MVP series, his MVP season that he was like third in MVP racing, Westbrook was a man getting him the ball.
Preach. Yep.
And that just shows you the value of having a legitimate point guard and a playmaker on that team that the Clippers did not have. Nobody was making plays for everybody else. Everyone was a shot creator and able to make plays for themselves.
Right.
So with that being said, Lemon Pepper Lou, Zubac,
Montrez,
Paul George.
Who calls himself the modern day Dennis Rodman? Really?
We might got to keep Montrez, but I'm trading all them for Giannis. I'm going after Giannis. And
you
then
think?
I'm just throwing something out there, Joy.
Somebody got
to go. I wouldn't mind seeing the LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Giannis. That'd be something if it ever got there, because we want to see the Battle of LA this year, and we see
Paul George has to go. He has to. I'm sorry. There's no second chance for him. No second chances for him. Because my thing is, people blame Russell Westbrook for OKC's failure when Paul George he plays the same way. Why does Russ always get? Oh, he had Paul George, like he Michael Jordan or something. Like, stop. I don't understand it. But now y'all see for yourselves.
The quiet guys don't get any slack. They don't get any. You see how Kawhi gotta get that same heat. Look, they would give LeBron if he lost that. Mm-hmm. King James over there licking his chops, like, oh, this is y'all king? This is y'all king? Sure. Okay, bet. He over there licking his chops. But we gotta give credit where credit is due to those Denver Nuggets. Hey man, shout out to those Denver boys. Those my boys. I love them. And man, we gotta figure something out with them Clippers, bro.
Yeah, ASAP. The only problem I see Denver having, because they have great defense, great defensive role players, great offensive role players. They're all consistent. They're dogs. Jamal Murray's hooping. Jokic is hooping. The only problem I have with the Nuggets against the Lakers is size. And the thing is because they have 3 7-footers on Jokic. The stuff that Jokic was doing against the Clippers, he won't be able to do against the Lakers, like, whatsoever. So they're going to have to figure it out.
One thing I know LeBron is going to do the Clippers did not do, which is dumb as hell of them, they should have had Jokic in every pick-and-roll situation every time. Mm-hmm. Jokic cannot guard a paraplegic on that pick-and-roll screen. Mm-hmm. They should have had him, and that's exactly what LeBron going to do. Oh, bam, come on. Come scream me, Dwight. Come scream me, Ant. Oh, pick and roll with Jokic, man. Jokic's not going to be able to keep up with him. Nothing to get. No offense against him, but that's just what it is. And that's something the Clippers did not do or take advantage of. And that's what King James is going to do. LeBron James may not be an assassin like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan in that sense, but he's an assassin mentally. He knows how he knows the ins and outs of the game. He's going to kill you mentally. He's going to make adjustments, just like everybody was going crazy after they lost to Portland, after they lost to the Rockets, what I say, hey, it's just one game. Relax.
Right.
Bill Handy was over there taking notes, shaking his head like, okay, cool, we got you. And what LeBron was saying, oh, yeah, man, the Rockets are the greatest show on turf. They're like the L.A. They're like the old St. Louis Rams. Dame Lillard and CJ, oh, those boys are just so explosive. Man, you know, we're just going to have to figure a way to beat them. He know exactly. He going to hype them boys up just to put them in.
Facts.
LeBron, after game one this series, he is god dang 8-0. So it's gonna be an interesting season. I'm serious. I'm not gonna, you know, count those Nuggets guys out just because they got heart. And I don't think they're tired. They're all young. I done partied with these boys. We done got lit till 5-6 in the morning. So I know it ain't gonna be tired. It's gonna be a matter of skill, and if they're gonna be able to, you know, if Jokic's gonna be able to score over that length, because they really don't have that many shooters on that team, Joy.
Yeah, they don't.
Gary Harris, yes. He's getting back in his swag. And Jamal Murray, we know he's a streaky shooter. But other than that, Torrey Craig, that's my brother. He's not the best shooter. Grant, he's hit or miss. Michael Porter Jr., he's sporadic. So,
he's been killing.
So, yeah.
Michael Porter Jr.
We're going to see how these boys do. But let's go ahead and talk about these lovely Miami Heat boys, these South Beach.
Y'all, I am so proud of Miami.
This is your underdog choice. This is not even one of your underdog. This is your choice to come out. There wasn't no underdog.
Yeah, it was my black horse to come out the East. Yes. And my dark horse. My dark horse. Miami has made me so proud. I've literally been telling people about Miami for the longest time, all year long, even before, you know, a few years back, but when Jimmy and Bam came out of his shell, I said, okay, hold on. But I'm so proud of Miami, and I'm even more proud of the rookies, because like Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, they're literally looking like vets out there, especially Tyler Hero. Like, you can even tell that they're rookies. You know, a lot of times rookies, they shy away from the playoffs, and you, Tyler Hero looks like he been playing for 10 years in the league. He looks so confident.
That boy look good.
So confident. But yeah, I tried to tell people about my people about, hey, I don't want a little change off of this, off of Miami, because they were they were underdogs. So yeah. And then Goran Dragic, he's looking good. I remember
25-3-5 tonight.
Yeah. And 29 last game.
He's been their playmaker. He's been a guy with the ball in his hands when they need to play. Unless it's down in the clutch, of course, they're going to give it to Jimmy to go get a bucket. Man. Other than that, Goran Dragic has been the head of that offense.
Yes, Goran Dragic, he does not get the credit for the for being the play. Like, he is one of the best playmakers in the league, and he does not get credit for it. And it shows. Contested, uncontested, doesn't matter. Like, he's going to make a play. So, Miami is beating the Celtics. They beat the Bucks. They swept the Pacers. They almost swept the I feel like had Giannis not got hurt, they would have swept the Bucks. You know, because yeah, they would have swept them. Because yeah, but anyways, I have Miami going to the finals, obviously, and it depends. I'm not gonna say who's the winner, who the winner is gonna be, because. Same thing with the Celtics. I didn't know how this was going to go. And I just – it depends on how each team responds to their defense and how they respond to their defense. So, we'll have to see. But they're looking amazing, and I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, the first game, they were down by 14, came back and won that game in overtime. Second game, they were down by 17. I don't know. The Celtics looking like the Boston Clippers right now. So – my boy Cardiac Kimber, the first game looked like he was having a cardiac arrest. Second game, he was doing his thing, but then they went into that zone, and that zone messed them up. It kind of scared on. They need somebody in the middle of the zone. I love what Eric Spo did in the Miami Heat with switching up that defense and making them work. So, man, props to those guys. Props to Miami Heat. And I don't see them stopping no time soon. Nothing phased them at all.
Oh, no. That's what I mean. But the thing is like, you have to look at how each player is just a dog. Jay Crowder, dog, and he can shoot. Tyler Hero, dog, and he can shoot. Duncan Robinson, he's becoming a dog. He a little putt-putt right now, but he's becoming a dog, and he can shoot. Kendrick Nunn is finally getting his groove back, and he can shoot. Jimmy Butler. You know, you see the three he made last game. Mm-hmm. You feel dog, dog, dog. It's it. Bam Adebayo, dog. Like when, and then I feel like all of the Miami series and even the Nuggets series, it shows that heart can beat talent.
Right, right.
That's what it's showing. Heart can beat talent. So yeah, I would if I was everybody, I would have. Just never count Miami out again. And I think they know that now.
So. Oh, for sure. And it just shows you just the maturity of somebody like Goran Dragic to be able to, you know, wasn't starting all year.
Right.
You know, Kendrick Nunn was the starter all year. And he waited his time. You know, he a vet, did his thing. And shoot, he's looked like he's definitely the difference in Miami's, you know, 10-1 postseason record.
Definitely.
And the way it's looking, Miami's taking this series.
Versus Lakers.
You know, Nuggets, man. That'd be a great story. You know, everybody wanted Battle of LA. Then they wanted, you know, Giannis versus LeBron. Then they were like, okay, we'll settle for, you know, Boston versus the Lakers because it's, you know, the historic rivalry. But now it's LeBron against when he got his first. It may
his
be LeBron.
It's
old alma mater. And I love that. I would love to see that because those are some dogs that's not going to – they're not going to be scared of LeBron. They're not going to be scared of AD. Nope. They don't care about none of that height. They're going to play the way they play, and they're going to put up a fight. So
facts.
It's definitely LeBron's championship to win.
Right.
Just because, you know, if we're looking at all the facts and we're looking at all, you know, the statistics and the competition, you know, we don't want to automatically give it to LeBron, but we're going to give LeBron hell if he doesn't come out with a championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's nothing against the Miami Heat. It's nothing against the Denver Nuggets or the Boston Celtics. But talent wise, we're looking at, you know, two of the best players in the league on the same team. You know,
right. So. And with Miami versus the Lakers, The Lakers have an advantage, a huge size advantage. Obviously, you have LeBron and AD. In Miami, they've had some close games with the Lakers in the regular season, but I think Miami will have an advantage because their role players are way more consistent than the Lakers' role players are.
Way
so
more.
It they gets, could make a difference for sure.
It gets scarce after LeBron and AD. I like the like you were saying, the addition of Rondo. It helps. It helps the Lakers. It helps the Lakers. It helps LeBron don't play off ball. Finally,
right.
He's realizing, like, okay, Rondo, you can run an offense. Let me get my big ass down in this post. You know, let me come off some down screens. Let me set some screens, some rolls. And he's getting easy layups. He's scoring the ball at a crazy efficient level. And that's without the ball being in his hand. So, got to give props to Rondo. And let's say Frank Vogel and their coaching staff for making that adjustment, saying, hey, LeBron, you need the ball in your hand 24/7. Let's get you down in some easy spots. And play like you play, man. And LeBron been looking like a man on a mission. That boy been looking.
Facts. No, but LeBron, he's looked amazing. And it's still crazy to just watch because this dude is in year 17, bro. It doesn't even – he's literally, like, killed every narrative of aging. Because it's like you should – it's crazy. You would have thought by now his athleticism would have left. Bruh, he looked like he in year 10. Literally. He looks amazing. Miami has Goran, but after when Goran leaves, they do struggle at times scoring.
Right. Right.
Ease, so yeah.
And people were saying that LeBron couldn't do it on the West. And that boy, he damn sure is doing it. So probably gotta give props to LeBron and them Lakers, man. I got the Lakers in five against the Nuggets.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I'm just gonna go ahead and say five. You know, we already been counting Nuggets out so many times. So we, in order for them to win, we got to count them out.
Fact.
I seen Mike Malone requested that they could start the series down 3-1. So man, I'm looking forward to my guys competing. I think Lakers in five, but I like the Nuggets, man. I think they'd be able to sneak two games.
Yeah, they could.
But the way the Lakers were playing against those Rockets. In those last four games, they look different.
I'm happy D'Antoni's gone. I literally ordered pizza to celebrate when he got fired. Well,
D'Antoni
when he
is not
down,
a
quote unquote.
D'Antoni is not a coach that should be coaching a contending team. Let him go to OKC. Let him go to
the Pistons.
Indiana or somebody, a team that doesn't have a chance. Right, a team that doesn't have a big chance to contend, because as we see, he cannot coach a contending team. His offense is not a formula for a championship. We've seen Don Nelson, we've seen Lenny Wilkins. Those are two coaches that have the most all-time wins in NBA history, but no rings. And D'Antoni is on that same pace. So, yeah, he has a great offense for, you know, those younger players to, you know, show their skills, get them paid, i.e. guys like Joe Johnson and, you know, other guys like that in the past where he's been able to, you know, exploit their strengths and get them paid, but you ain't winning no championship, brother.
This guy makes no adjustments. He makes zero. And the problem is, I just feel so stupid in so many different ways because I remember saying J.R. Smith was going to be the one to get in trouble with the bubble. And who comes? Here comes Daniel House. The guy on my team comes and decides he won. What is wrong?
The two guys on your team. Remember, Lou Will was the first one.
Oh, my God. Like, how stupid do y'all want me to look? Daniel House, really? And I'm not going to say what I want to say because we follow you on Instagram. But when I tell you, sir, why would you do that? Mike D'Antoni plays seven players. And you're one of them, and you decide it's okay to do that. So it was 6-12 for the rest of those games because this little cluck decides he wants us to. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens for the Rockets. I see a lot of trades happening. I think now, granted, Daniel House is a great defensive player. I think they should keep him. If they can't find someone better, I think they should keep him. I think they should keep Russ, James, and Covington. And I feel like everybody else can go. Here's my thing. If they keep Daniel, then PJ can stay.
You gotta keep PJ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like I PJ feel like one, right. I feel like PJ or Daniel has to go. It's going to be one of those two that has to go. But if I would pick PJ over Daniel, I would say that for sure.
Yeah, PJ, I think, of course, Daniel's younger, but PJ has more value and proved more
and heart
in the playoffs, you know, than Daniel has. And, I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, the Rockets, whoever they hire for their next coach, because – I want to see James Harden with a legitimate coach and a legitimate offense. You feel me? Like, it's tough. Like, people want to give so much hell to Russ when he had to do a complete 180. It's hard for Russ to go to speed that he goes and be able to throw the ball backwards for a three. Mm-hmm. A lot of those passes would have been dump offs to Steven Adams. Russ had to adjust. It was very limited pick and rolls for Russ. It was all one-on-one pull-ups. And I think he did a phenomenal job with, you know, granted the turnovers he had, but I mean, to be able to go from that type of offense to a Dan Antoni offense where you can't really do shit besides go one-on-one and shoot threes.
Exactly.
Like, no, man, I'd love to see James Harden and Russell Westbrook with a legitimate coach. Go ahead and get Mark Jackson in there. Go ahead and get Tyronn Lue, like where James not dribbling that thing 900 times. You feel me? Like, let's get some cuts. Like, if you see that the one game the Lakers lost, the Rockets they didn't win because they made that many threes. PJ did a pump fake, drive, 1-2 dribble, floater. I'm looking like, what the hell, where that come from? Like, you feel me? So it's just little things like that, man. D'Antoni had his little run, you know, he let James Harden have some of his historic careers. Appreciate that, but at the end of the day, it's about winning championships. So, and y'all did not have the Warriors to go through this time. That's not an excuse.
Well, here's the thing. Mike D'Antoni killed. We had no chance with him when he returned back, because the first thing is, I don't understand the small ball thing, because it's like, okay, Russell Westbrook dominated in OKC. He was MVP. You know, he averaged a triple-double, and he played with the big. So, why would you get rid of a big? He doesn't need small ball to dominate. He proved that with OKC. So them doing small ball, I never understood that. The second thing is, a lot of people bashing Russell Westbrook obviously only watch the playoffs, because the man killed all year long and he did a tremendous job. Here's my thing. Like you said before, imagine playing for a franchise all your life. You're the primary ball handler your whole career. Even when KD got interviewed by Stephen A. Smith, he said Russ was the primary ball handler. So for the naysayers saying that was KD, no, it was Russ. Thank you. But anyways, with that being said, imagine from going to that to going to second fiddle. He did an amazing job this year. So for all those idiots saying he needs to be traded, he ruined. No, the Rockets lost without him. They lost with him. So that shows the common denominators is Mike D'Antoni.
Right.
And with that being said, stop bashing James Harden. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's the system. I think it was the system for them. So here's what I'll say. If these players function the same way in a new system with a new coach, then you say something. But that hasn't happened yet. So Right. Everybody shut the heck up.
Hey,
so annoying.
All right, man, you ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing. You ain't saying nothing wrong. I love to see, you know, who these Rockets, you know, decide to choose as their coach. And I think they'll be more successful than they are, you know, that this upcoming year than they are than this past year. So we'll see what the ownership do over there, man. So, man, listen, man, This bubble has been crazy. This bubble been like the NCAA tournament, man.
Fab.
People have been losing left to right who we think gonna win, been losing. People coming down from 3-1. It's gonna be exciting, man. The Lakers, I know Adam Silver somewhere punching the air. He just swinging mad as hell. Cause it's about to be a low-rated NBA finals. I'm sorry. I don't wanna speak it like that, but that's what it's gonna be. Just because everybody wanted to see the King versus Giannis, the battle of L.A., and they was going to even settle for the L.A. versus the Celtics.
Right.
Now they looking like, man, come on, bro. But little they know.
They
about to go against some goddamn pit bulls if they do get the Miami boys. Jimmy playing with a chip on his shoulder because they chose old boy in Chicago. They chose the coach over him. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy love playing with that chip on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So
Rachel Nichols, she interviewed him before the playoffs started, and she said, "Where do you, like how well do you think y'all are doing the bubble?" He said, "We can win." the whole thing.
Yeah, he said, and he came here to win, not to compete.
Yeah, so it's like he's not planning on losing to anybody, including LeBron. So I'm not surprised by his leadership, the mentality that everybody has. Like I said, they look amazing. I couldn't ask for anything else. They look great. So we'll see what happens.
Who you got winning the championship? Go to your prediction right now.
I have Miami in the finals with the Lakers. And because of the size advantage, you know what? I'm going with Miami.
I love it. Got
I'm
to.
Going with Miami. I'm not, heck no. Miami heck no, seven. I'm going Miami. Miami is seven. Because they got, because of role players, I like that. So I'm going with Miami, straight like that.
I got Lakers in six versus Miami. Oh. There it is. We're going to see it, girl. We're going to see it. Hey, yeah. So, hello. Justice for Breonna Taylor, as always. Stop playing with me.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What grinded your gear? What grinded your gear this week, Joy? Talk to me.
Famous Lowe's. Mm-hmm.
What Lowe's do?
Famous Lowe's grinding my gears for the past two freaking weeks. Yes, he did. Famous Lowe's, how many reels do you need to make about Russell Westbrook, sir? Because you made about 10 of them. And I don't even know Lowe's like that. But, sir, I will be at your front door if you make one more reel about Russell Westbrook versus LeBron. I will be at your front door. Okay? But shout out to him. Amazing content creator. Amazing sports comedian. He's doing his thing. But boy, I'll be at your front door. Make one more reel about Russ.
You hear that, Lowe's? Hey, watch out now, Lowe's. She coming for you. Don't play with Joy, all right? Don't play. Boy, that's funny, Lowe's. That's my brother, too.
What about you?
Man, listen. I'm gonna tell you this just like this. Look, I ain't about to question you. I ain't about to come at you no type of way. I ain't about to assume you're doing some ish. Why? Because I ain't your boyfriend.
Oh, God.
So I ain't about to do none of that. I ain't about to be at your head about a little stuff. If I see something, I'm not about to be like, oh, that's like, nah, none of that. Why? Because I have no right to do none of that, okay? I'm not your boyfriend. And I just won't. The same in return. Okay, don't come to me. You had a girl over the other night. Yeah, I did. My home girl. My home girl who been at my last trip to the crib before. We over there talking sports. I'm on FaceTime with Ryan Holland. She in the background screaming at her homeboy. She date one of my homeboys. Yeah, I had a girl over. So what? Were you not my girlfriend? Stop doing that. No, you don't have the right to do none of that. Okay, because I'm not gonna do none of that to you. So chill, you over there assuming some shit. You done assume the wrong thing. Guess what? I'm off you. My fallback game, like Bron hairline. I'm out of there. That's yeah, when I grinded my gears.
With yours, but not. Yeah. It's not like you would mess with somebody in clingy or entitled. That's what it sounded like to me.
Hey, listen, clingy and entitled, entangled, all that. At the end of the day, man, listen, bro. If we ain't established, if I ain't say, look, you would come at me this type of way, boom, boom, boom. I ain't gonna disrespect you. I ain't never disrespected you before, so why even worry about it? Like, listen, you know what? That's what grinded my gear. All right,
oh, I'm sorry.
That's what grinded my. Oh, you don't gotta apologize. I'm good. Yeah, I'll be waiting for them to mess up so I can get the hell on.
I'm dead. But I am weak.
But that wraps up this episode of
The Checkup.
It's your boy, B-Dot.
And I'm Joy D'Angelo.
All right, girl. Joy, until next time, girl.
Peace out.
We gonna do this. Oh, wait. Shoot.